This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analyzing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the last 16, things are getting exciting. We've just seen Argentina take on Australia, so let's get back in the car and hear what our experts have to say.
So we're just leaving the Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium, where Argentina have just beaten Australia by 2-1 in the round of 16 game. And we're joined in the car by Mr. Alberto Zaccheroni, Sunday Olisey, Farid Mondragon, and our analyst today is Harry Lowe. I'm Lisa Fallon, and I'm going to chat with the guys now about really, I guess, a game that maybe grew into itself. Would that be fair to say, Alberto? Your thoughts on Argentina's performance?
Argentina, per affrontare questa partita, si è proposta con...
Argentina came up with a 4-3-3 when they had the ball and 4-4-2 when they didn't have the ball.
4-4-2 in fase difensiva, quando non aveva la palla. Ha avuto un approccio...
Well, they just tried to manage the game. They did not really actually play as if they wanted to just close the game. And when they went into the ball recuperation mode, they were kind of like long in the team, so there was the spaces were everywhere.
O si è allungata tra difesa e centrocampo, oppure si è allungata tra centrocampo e attacco. Centrocampo. Soprattutto nel primo tempo,
especially in the first half, where the rhythm was quite very low, and except for just some accelerations coming from Lionel Messi.
Secondo me ha fatto molto poco perché non ha dato profondità, non ha dato ampiezza al suo gioco.
And when they were able to find Messi, they had very few players that accompanied him or gave him support going forward offensively.
Messi, sono pochi I giocatori che accompagnano la fase offensiva, la transizione offensiva. Se voglio elencare I pregi della squadra.
Well, the team was kind of like, we can just sum it up with patience play and then the exceptional qualities of Messi. Taking into account that Messi's goal was scored by a ball played forward by him, came backwards and then he finished up. And the second goal was a happy birthday gift that came from the goalkeeper. Well, the defects they had were that the game rhythm was very slow and they were not really, really playing vertically going towards ball.
Okay, and Sunday, you were looking and focusing on Australia, and again, it was probably a game of two halves. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but their performances were quite different in the two halves.
Yeah, the first half, the Australians came out with a very, very clear 4-4-2 system, 4-4-2 formation. When they had the ball, they went to a 4-2-4 to animate it, and sometimes. They even tried to defend with going to 4-2-4, trying to put pressure on the Argentine defenders 1v1 all through the width of the pitch. They held on well. This system seemed to help them deter the Argentines changing play because they stood 4-4-2, but at the same time they shifted. So that means that when the balls were being changed, they moved as a block. They were so compact in that 4-4-2, you could just see four players and two, that they eventually, you could see that all they were hoping for was to stop the opposition from coming to that block. As long as the ball were going around that block, they had no problem with it, but they just wanted to deter the balls coming to that block and trying to hurt them. That seemed to work out well for them, but in football, the little details matter. And we could see that in this game, eventually one of the players got angry, got a free kick that was shouldn't have been, and Messi took it, the ball came in and came back, and that was the goal. That was the first half for them. The second half, they had no choice. They had to come up now. They had to come and try. And then they started pressing. I forgot to say, in the first half, they were doing kind of like, they were tussling between mid-block and deep-block defending. The second half, they now came out high, trying to play a higher block, trying to put pressure, trying to take the risk of going 1v1 against the Argentines. The Argentines suffered from it. They were not able to handle it because the block went well. But in all, eventually they gave another present, you know. I know the football of today involves a lot of the goalkeepers playing in the build-up and all that, but there is build-up and there is risks, and these risks sometimes are exaggerated. In all, what we can say when you're looking at it from a tactical point of view now, looking at the Australians, they suffer today from the weaknesses of the 4-4-2 formation. And what is the weakness of the 4-4-2 formation is that it's difficult to play in triangles when you're playing 4-4-2. So each time that the Argentines were able to get in between the lines, the player was often free. The opposition couldn't stop him on time. He had time to control, and that was it. I think that made the difference. But they got a very nice goal out of luck a bit. But if you don't shoot, like a certain Lisa said to me during the game, if you don't shoot, you don't get lucky.
No chance of scoring if you don't shoot.
Thank you for repeating it.
Well, Farid, just in terms of the goalkeepers, I guess the goalkeepers probably had got a degree of prominence in this game.
Yeah, yeah. The influence they got in the game were opposite sides. I think Ryan, as Sandhya just explained, wrong decision, wrong timing, wrong technique. Unfortunately for him and for Australia, that cost them the second goal. In the first goal, no chance. Lots of players in front of him blocking his view. And Messi is one of the, I think, few players in the world that he can deliver a shot with the ball so close to his feet in a surprise way. Emi Martinez, he didn't have a good start in this World Cup. The second and the third group games, he was not called up in action. But today, he has shown how a goalkeeper from a big club or a big national team has to be, waiting one or two actions per game. Starting the game at the middle of the game or at the end of the day at the end of the game, it doesn't matter when they are calling you in action. You have to be ready every time. First ball was very, very complicated. Misled ball from the own defender going very, very, very high with a lot of pressure with players around him, and he jumps and holds the ball. And the other one, the last ball of the game, was absolutely extraordinary when he has the 1v1 against the Australian striker. He just went fast, blocked, spreading all his body in the X position, and saving Argentina from going to extra time. So a lot of compliments for Emi Martinez, whose performance have been increasing, and for Ryan, the Australian goalkeeper, unfortunately for him, it's a nightmare, a very bad way to say goodbye from our World Cup.
And just to throw another question out to you, one of the conversation pieces we had at halftime, and it probably bubbled away during the second half, was Argentina's appetite to bring tempo to the game, or lack of. And my question to you guys is, when you're in tournament, is there a case for only doing enough to win the game and dictating the tempo and playing as few parts of the game at high tempo as you can with future games in mind? Or is it something that you would worry about? And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that and Argentina's approach, particularly to the first half.
From the point of view of a goalkeeper, and what's happening to Argentina is Argentina had a difficult start of the tournament, and after each game they have been earning this confidence and to be fluid and the rhythm. In these stages of the tournament, when you know there is no tomorrow, if you lose, you go home. Sometimes the decisions and the attitude is a little bit more cautious, a little bit more controlled. When you have someone like Messi, you know that he can make a difference anytime. and you have to be very, very solid in defense, that you can score one or two goals, and this will be enough. But Argentina at this time is not a team that's full of confidence, like maybe we can say France or Brazil, or even though Netherlands, and they can give a little bit more with what they can give, and they know that any other mistake they can repair. Now they go from less to a little bit more, from behind to forward, and especially in these stages of the tournament, it's so dangerous and so delicate that, yeah, sometimes you play with a lot of caution and a lot of tentative situation not to make a lot of mistakes.
Okay, well, we're not far from the hotel now, so I think that's match number 50 of the tournament so far completed. So another great day, another eventful day, a final score of Argentina 2, Australia 1, and Argentina now go on and they will play the Netherlands in the quarterfinals. So my thanks to Farid, Sunday, Alberto and to Harry, and we will chat to you again very, very soon.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.